like a teary Johnny. Johnny Putman in the studio with us and Steve King. They're going to be taking over the station. You're not just, it's not just, I really, you know, I'm a placeholder.
No, stop it.
No, any day now, and I would be like, yeah, that makes sense. Here you go.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
I told you that. Nope.
See, we have a superstition that whatever you do on New Year's Day kind of sets the tone for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So we're here for the past 24 years setting the tone for the rest of the year.
I love that. Yeah. And I've been honored to be a part of that. And by the way, that is the Steve and Johnny Cheap Date Life After Dark New Year's Eve Extravaganza.
It's just a bunch of words.
Yes.
Just want to make sure everyone knows that coming up on New Year's Eve.
The important thing is an extravaganza.
Extravaganza. Do you say
management ganza? Said they wanted it to be real old school. So we're going to do it from 11 at night till 5 in the morning.
You're doing the whole stretch.
Like the old days.
There you go. And I'll be on. Thank you very much.
Yes.
After my show in Kenosha.
Love Kenosha.
I do too. And not just because of the Brat Stop. But have you been to the Brat Stop?
Not for about 20 years.
They have pinball machines. They have great root beer. And they got brats.
There's a wonderful Irish
pub right on the waterfront.
That is a great place. Great food.
Great gluten-free menu. Yeah. I mean, it's really a nice little place.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to find that because I'm staying the night in Kenosha.
And you have to take your boys up there to see the dinosaurs.
I'm sorry?
Yes, Kenosha has dinosaurs.
Do you know the museum that is right on the lake?
I am not familiar.
They have a dinosaur museum.
Okay.
They do.
Were their bones excavated?
Yes.
There?
Okay.
Yes.
Like a huge.
Apparently, Wisconsin had the most dinosaur bones of any place in North America.
Well, at least
or something
the guy
like
at
that.
The bar told us that.
Well, because you know, going on the road, and you guys have been out there and like traveling throughout the Midwest or throughout the country. South Dakota, very proud of their dinosaurs as well.
Yes. Well, I just found out Nebraska. My friend is going to Nebraska for New Year's Eve, and she said we're going to stay till the 3rd because I've got to go to the dinosaur mound in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. There's so many parts of the country, like even in Illinois. What is it, the Cahoga, the mounds here with the burial grounds from the ancient tribes that lived in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a.
Have you ever been there?
I have.
Oh, it's amazing.
In grade school, though. It was a little morbid. Do you remember? Because the museum is built over their bones.
Yes. And you walk around. And I actually have a little doll that was purchased there, and it was supposed to be looking like one of the little girls.
Right.
And you know, when I think about it, I'm like, ew, that's kind of creepy.
It's a little icky. Yes.
The street that I grew up on the south side was named after an Indian tribe that used to inhabit this area as Manistee.
Manistee. Yeah.
There's so much there. And actually, this will be great because you'll meet Adam Selzer, who knows so much of the history of Chicago and Illinois. And by the way, of course, we have listeners who want to join us. 312-981-7200. But Bill is first out of the gate from the 630. Hey, Bill, what do you want to say?
First two notes of that song brought a smile to my face.
And brought a tear to my eyes.
No, I'm just not lying. I'm sitting here, all of a sudden I heard the first two songs. I'm like, what?
Yep.
That's what we said, too.
What? Yeah, I'm your engineer fan.
Oh, Bill. It's nice to hear you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. I talk to Max every now and then. And nice times.
Well, we expect to see you on Monday night when we're on the radio.
But I'll be listening.
Okay. Remember, there's no dress code and no cover charge. It's the cheapest game in town.
I'll be playing trains at that time.
Will you? Okay. That sounds a little weird. But.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, after December 1st, 2019, I'll be listening all the time.
Oh, you'll be retired.
Oh. Yeah.
Good for you.
Get to retire at 60, so I'm happy.
Congratulations.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good man.
Yeah, cartwheels here.
Well, enjoy your life, Bill. Nice to talk to you.
Bye-bye
now.
Thank you. And that's one of the things. So we have a couple lines. Sometimes I think it's their phone lines. We do get a little bit of reverb, but it makes it sound more dramatic. And
it's
it's
a nice rock and roll thing.
It is.
I almost started singing Heartbreak Hotel there for a second.
Because here's the thing. Listeners will tweet at us, what's going on with the phone lines? It's just a little bit drama.
Like, it works.
It's live radio, which, by the way, I should mention that Monday night show will be the only live radio show probably in the entire country, because every place that I've looked, New York and L.A., they are plugging in pre-recorded programming.
Or syndicated stuff or whatever.
So we can say, let's go ahead and say we're the only live show.
Yeah, it works for me. Yeah. And we're going to have a ton of guests.
Oh, my
gosh. Some that you've met before, some that are new. We're going to do hourly countdowns from every different time zone. We'll do the boot drop from Prescott, Arizona.
Right, I forgot about the boot drop.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
And then 2 o'clock, we're going to go to the Rose Bowl Parade route, where people will be camped out so that they can have a good
tens
space.
Tens of thousands of people lining up the night before to get the right space.
What do you think is more intense? The Evanston 4th of July parade, where people stake out their territory, or the, I know it's the Rose Bowl, but there are people who are intense.
Evanston is pretty serious.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. They are not playing around. How early, do you guys know how early they're allowed to start?
Yes, noon on Monday.
Noon on Monday.
Because Patrick Crispin, our grandbaby's daddy, our grandbaby daddy's, there's some phrase for that. Anyway, regular on our show for almost 20 years on Website Wednesday night, he now lives on the parade route.
Oh, boy.
He can sit on his balcony.
So he walks out of his building, he'll be on the parade route.
So he said, what if I just go stand out there and talk to these people and get a gang together and let them do the count? We said, that's great.
And he said there is a tradition where people will line up on the sidewalks and then there's like a blue line on the street they can go to.
Oh, yeah.
But if any car happens to drive down
after 10 o'clock,
people pelt it with marshmallows.
Why?
Because it's a tradition.
They don't want cars on the street.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And Chicago's own Chaka Khan is supposed to be the Grand Marshal.
Yes.
I love that.
I know.
Chaka Khan. Yes. What a wonderful festive evening it's going to be. Again, that's on New Year's Eve. Steve and Johnny's WGN New Year's Eve. And we have their game plan. Let's talk about that a little bit more. And I want to introduce you to Michael Palasak and Adam Selzer. It's going to be the Steve and Johnny's Cheap Date Life After Dark New Year's Eve Extravaganza. It's only taken me 4 years.
Hey, we still don't know it.
I have it.
Remember, 4 years ago, you thought you were working. And you turned on the radio and you're like, what?
I was in the shower. And I was, because I listen to WGN all the time. And I'm in the shower and I'm just, you know, I don't know, exfoliating, whatever, getting to my elbows. And on New Year's Eve, Steve and John, I'm like, what? I guess I'm not working on New Year's Eve. I guess mommy's got the night off on New Year's Eve. But I'm working this year. And that's the thing, is it? So I do a lot of Steve Cochran's New Year's Eve shows.
Right.
This year I'm doing one in Kenosha. Last year we had a lot of fun. I don't know, have you ever produced a full variety show? Because, I mean, like, you know, throughout my life as a comic, people book me and promoters call me and stuff like that. So I promoted my own show last year and it was great. And I might never do it again. It's a lot of stress.
Yes.
You have to take care of everybody.
Probably the closest we came was when we were working and helping to produce the Street Carols concerts.
Yes, that was tough. But also producing our own CD was very stressful, too.
Oh, yeah. Got to coordinate a lot of stuff and take care of a lot of personalities.
And then you begin to wonder if you have taste. It's like, really? Why am I doing this?
Exactly. Does anyone care? Does anyone want to show up? Will anyone buy it?
I'm losing sleep.
Do you do the same thing we did with the CD? We got to a point where we said, okay.
It's for us.
This is going to be the way we want it, because if it goes south, we'll take the blame.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Which sounds
terrible.
And if it's
a success, then nobody else is getting credit for it.
Exactly. Exactly. But we had a lot of fun. Let me let folks know about this. We'll take a break and bring in Adam Selzer and Michael Palasak. Hey, Bulls fans, enter for your chance to win the ultimate VIP Bulls night experience at chicagotribune.com/BullsQuiz. Courtesy of the Chicago Tribune. More with Steve and Johnny when we come back in just a moment on 720 WGN. I'm your host for now, Patty Vasquez. From the 773, so glad to hear Steve and Johnny back where you belong. And that's from a listener who is excited to hear you on tonight.
And the check is in the mail.
There you go. And you can hear them again on Monday night for New Year's Eve. Is that what New Year's Eve is?
Monday night is
last
New Year's
time we
Eve.
Check, yeah.
I should really stay on top of these things. Michael Palasak, where will you be on New Year's Eve?
I will be at Zany's in Rosemont.
Excellent.
Quick plug for my show.
Yeah.
The show ends at midnight. That's
that's the
7:30
thing.
7:30 and 10 or something like that.
Now, you guys have been doing your New Year's Eve show for decades.
Yep. Right?
24 years.
And Michael and I have been doing stand-up comedy for at least, I mean, cumulatively, I would say, in 20 years,
yeah,
let's say.
Yeah.
We actually have done one New Year's Eve together.
Yeah, you brought me to Indiana.
Indianapolis.
And then I did that one when it was snowing a lot. You had me go do it first.
Michael was so generous. I was filling in for Gary Meyer back when he was here. Right. I was filling in during the holiday season, obviously, on New Year's Eve. And the snow, this massive snowfall.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't sure if I was going to make it to Oswego.
Yeah.
And I said, here's a little cash.
Yeah.
Can you go start the show for me just in case? And actually, that night, I ran out of I had to stop for windshield wiper fluid, and it was terrible. I got stuck behind a Bud Light truck, and so there were a lot of angry people at that party. But thank you again for that.
I was very glad.
And
that was Sam and I's first New Year's, my girlfriend.
And she was she really enjoyed my material about my Spanx.
Yeah, yeah.
I wear two pairs sometimes because I'm like a can of biscuits.
Well, after the holidays in particular.
Yeah, sure. Let's say it's after the holidays. If I wear them under my bikini, I would wear them in the summertime. Adam Selzer also joins us in studio. He's an author and a historian, and he just came off stage at You, Me, Them, Everybody at The Hungry Brain with Brenna Weatherby and Esmeralda Leon, and it was great.
Yeah, it was fun.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
Probably just staying home.
Listening to Steve and Johnny.
Probably so, yeah.
Okay. I do love how you check in with so many people. You mentioned the boot drop. Tell us about the boot drop in Texas.
Well,
okay, it's in Prescott, Arizona.
Prescott, Arizona. Yeah,
Prescott, Arizona.
Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Prescott, Arizona, they have this ginormous neon boot that they lift up over a crowd of thousands of people, and they do a countdown, and then the boot drops, and I guess candy falls out of the boot, and people go crazy.
That's great.
Now, there are fun things other cities drop. One of my favorites is in a little town in Alabama, they drop a possum.
Wait.
Yeah. Seriously.
A live possum?
A live possum?
Do they think it's a cat and it will...
No.
The poor possum.
I know. Don't tell PETA.
It's like a sacrificial possum.
I don't know if that's...
Don't tell PETA. I don't know PETA.
Here, let me give you the number.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay, so they drop up. How do we know how this ritual began?
Well, they have a possum festival there, and they have a possum queen. So they're kind of into the whole possum thing.
What a horrible contest to win.
You've got your eyes are really close. You got a pointy nose. You, Patty, are the possum queen.
I can see that.
Oh, it's a person is the possum queen.
Yes.
And it's whoever looks most like a possum?
Yeah, it's the woman.
Oh, whichever woman will? Wow.
This is insane.
Have
That's
you
not
seen
how
a possum
I was
lately?
I well, sadly, before it knew what happened to it.
Yes.
I tried to swerve.
You should
send
that one
down.
Send that one down there.
Yeah.
First time I ever heard a cop use the F-bomb.
Oh, boy.
I hit a possum that apparently was a pregnant possum.
Oh no.
All together now. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I swerved and hit it. It was big enough to knock me off the road. Then somebody slammed into the back of me.
See? This
so
is the thing.
It was quite a night.
This is the problem with civilization. We have encroached.
Possums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pregnant possums can't cross the street anymore.
No,
there's a country song in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Really?
Pregnant possums
can't cross the road.
Stinking to high heaven.
No. From the 786. Hey, Patty, good to hear Steve and Johnny. Looking forward to their New Year's Eve show. And we, by the way, Michael is moving to, I believe he's doing video content for the station during the days. So there you go.
Oh, you are.
Cool.
Michael Heideman.
Oh.
So people are wondering where he's gone. We've got some great producers coming in. How great to hear you again, and looking forward to your show on Monday evening.
Thank you.
So a lot of listeners chiming in as well. And, you know, they could go to see see Michael Palasek at the Zanies in Rosemont.
Yeah.
Listen to the radio on their way home.
On their way home.
Yeah. Because you're going to do your regular hours.
Yes, 11. Our old hours.
Yep.
Yeah, old school, as we say, from 11 to 5.
And we'll see if we can stay awake for those entire 6 hours.
You can, because you still stay awake all night.
Well, there is that.
I'm a human being. I go to bed and get up in about 6 o'clock in the morning.
How did you switch? What were you going to say, Steve?
Just that I will crash around, you know, whatever, midnight or something.
One,
if I'm lucky, I'll sleep for maybe an hour and a half, and then I'm awake, and I might as well get up and play guitar or work on the computer.
Listen to Nick.
Exactly.
You get 1.5 hours of sleep per night?
That's why he's so grumpy.
Then I start crashing about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Well, you have a new sleeping schedule.
A new baby.
Yes. You have a baby. Yeah. What's the baby's name?
His name is Jackson.
Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love the name Jackson?
I do.
Because you can say it like that.
I want to have 5 kids and name them all Jackson and call them the Jackson 5.
Oh.
It's not going to be Action Jackson.
Action Jackson.
Yeah. Isn't it George Foreman that named all of his kids George?
George Foreman. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's weird.
Now, I know my mom is going to hear this, but my mom's name is Dora. Mm-hmm. She named my sister Dora, and my middle name is Dora.
Okay.
She just likes
Dora.
The name.
Dora.
Yeah, it's not
useful. Notice how I'm not saying that's adorable.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
Because she's never heard that before.
I think it is. No. I met a woman recently whose name is Dora, and I was like, oh, I love that name. And she goes, really?
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for her. I mean, here's a lifetime. Clearly, she's been wearing this pain.
Do you know what Dora means?
Dora?
Yeah.
I think it's not Dora. I should know what it means.
I don't know what it means either. I just
that was a big buildup.
Oro is gold.
I was such a tease.
On the edge of my seat.
Hold on. Wait, Dolor is pain. So it's not. So Dolores, I mean, like
brings
Steve,
the pain.
So big pain?
Steve wouldn't let me name our son, either one of our sons, Tristan, because that means sadness as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So let me.
Really?
Now
my son is Tristan.
Tristan? Yeah. Triste. Triste means sadness. Dora, let's see if I can find Dora meaning.
Jackson means God is gracious.
A female,
that's nice.
Female yeah. name of the Greek origin being shortened from or derived from Dorothea, meaning gift.
Oh, so, wow. Your gift.
My mom is. I'm just I'm a re-gifting. Do you ever have that moment where you know what you're going to say next? And you because we do this on stage once in a while.
Yeah.
If the audience is good, uh-huh. you can play.
Yeah.
Do you ever stop yourself and you go, I can't believe I just thought of this in the moment?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you say something and you think it's going to be funny, like for me, if I say something I think it's going to be funny, usually it's not funny. But if I say something I just say it, then I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, that was funny.
Right. You don't laugh beforehand?
Well,
once in a while.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll laugh and I just sort of know it. But if I take the time to intellectualize it, then it's like, oh, no one else is going to get that.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You know what you have to watch sometime? Have you ever seen the Dean Martin holiday special?
Yes.
And he wouldn't rehearse.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he would start laughing because he would just be seeing the jokes as he was reading them on the cue cards. And you just see him cracking up.
It's That's great.
It's one of my favorite things.
Of course he was snockered, too.
Well, there was,
he was singing it in triple.
That happens, too. From the before we go to break, 773 says, my favorite drop on New Year's Eve is the pierogi drop.
Yes.
In Whiting.
Out in Whiting,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
So you guys know
that's
all the drops.
That's a big deal.
And in our part of Florida, we have a beach ball drop.
Oh.
Which is really nice.
That's very, see, that's festive.
Yeah, that
I
is.
Like that. Pierogies just seem yeah. like, well, oh, I'm
in
hungry.
In Atlanta, they drop a big peach.
Well, that makes sense, too. Like, is it a real peach or is it a...
It's a big, real peach.
Oh, let me do a
jam
quick...
for days.
Jam for days. I'm going to do this. I'll do that when we come back. More in a moment on 720 WGN. So, Monday night, Steve and Johnny, Johnny and Steve,
mm-hmm.
in this studio.
The both of us.
Yes. The both of us. Over by here.
Yep.
With a camera focused right on Navy Pier
yep.
for the fireworks at midnight.
Right. This will be your first
first
show.
One here.
First from this
yeah.
studio.
In the studio.
Yeah. So we did the last one at the old studio in the Tribune Tower. And we had thought about going to Navy Pier for a countdown, and we thought, why? This is the first time here. We're going to have a mess of people in studio with us, so we're going to do our countdown from here.
Some old friends, some new friends, Ronnie Rice, The Empty Pockets, a new group that we absolutely love.
River Road Trio, wonderful group. They got a new single out. We got three kids coming in, the three C's, 14, 16, and 18-year-olds. They're going to be accompanied by their parents.
Aww.
They do bluegrass, and they do honest-to-God, pure bluegrass.
They're not lampooning it.
Right. Yeah.
It's like this 15-year-old is an old soul.
Yeah. They're wonderful. So cute, too, and so good.
Well, I love, I'll be a part of that after
yes,
1 a.m.
Yep.
And
yes.
everyone go to steveandjohnny.com.
Johnny with an I-E.
Johnny with an I-E mm-hmm. to find out more about the lineup.
Steve yes. with an Eve.
Steve with an Eve. Steve ready to leave.
Be here on Monday night.
Yes.
Steve and Johnny's Cheap Date Life After Dark New Year's Eve Extravaganza.
Thank you, Patty.
No, thank
love you.
You.
See love you,
too.
You, Patty.
And
see
thank you
radio.
For the ponytail hat, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wear that after my New Year's Eve show. It is time now for our news. Here with everything you need to know is Don Kleppen.
Cheers to the freaking weekend. I drank today. Yeah. Oh, let the demo song sing.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. It's 720 WGN, and I can't hear the station back. Hey, Ro, when you get a chance, can you grab Adam and see if he can get the station back in my headphones? I know it sounds weird. Hey, everybody. So Don Kleppen was, did you report about the Transformer explosion in New York?
I did at 11 o'clock. Yeah, I was talking about that.
Okay, so you and I were in the newsroom before the show talking about this. Joining me in studio is James Vickery, comedian and, you know, former Chicagoan. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You left us.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that happened. Mercy. And also Michael Palisak, former Indianian, mm-hmm. who moved to Chicago and then moved to Los Angeles. So also former Chicagoan. Christian McAllister, former Louisianian. What do you guys, is that what?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. then former Chicagoan, also mm-hmm. moved mm-hmm. to Los Angeles. Adam, it's just me and you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. We're about the only ones
left. You're holding
left.
The fort down.
I'm just saying, that's all we got.
Thanks for keeping it looking great.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't we do a good job? Yeah. No, especially like Navy Pier. I don't know if it's, we'll find out later
it's
if I can
hear.
Just
a little elbow grease.
Yeah, a little bit. Hi, Ben. He's like checking my headphones. Is it? Are these in? So, Don, you said there was an explosion in New York. The Transformer blew up and lit up the sky for several minutes in a bluish green, terrifying
That's
glow.
Scary.
It is. Yeah, and it lasted. It looked like. I mean, there. I watched a video. Someone filmed it from their apartment window. It looked like the blue light was extended for at least about 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it's so that's why the Bill de Blasio spokesman, Eric. I can't remember his name here. It's Eric Phillips. He tweeted that the lights were attributed to that blown transformer, which is at the Con Edison facility in Queens. And he said specifically that it's not due to aliens, because that is kind of what it looked like.
I still say it was swamp
that's
gas.
What I assumed.
Swamp gas?
It was swamp gas.
Why do you go to swamp gas?
That's what it always turns out to be.
Over New York?
Over New York?
Drifting in from Jersey, maybe.
Somewhere from the swamps of Jersey, yeah.
I thought they were going to drain that from D.C. I'm not entirely sure.
Right.
So here's my question. Is there power outages for the citizens of New York? How has that affected them?
Yeah, there were scattered around the city, including LaGuardia Airport. They lost power for a while. I saw some footage of people waiting in different areas. Yeah, there were definite scattered power outages throughout different areas of the city.
Now, you were telling me something also about some dots that we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
some
that's
Russian
right.
dots.
That's right. Earlier today, you know, there was quotes from Vladimir Putin talking about, you know, Russia's new submarine capable of, you know, launching nuclear weapons from anywhere in the world. Nice fun stuff.
Nice,
great way to end the week.
Yeah.
But the only reason I bring that up is because of there was an article that NBC put out. And they, to be fair, they always put out these articles about how Russia is, and not just NBC, everybody does, about how Russia has been trying to infiltrate the U.S. power grid for a long time now, and some experts believe that they have succeeded in different ways, with whether it's with hackers or with, you know, just backdoor channels to get into it. And so one of the theories that Patty and I were talking about, total speculation here, but I just thought it's a little bit coincidental that, you know, Putin seemed to be a little bit high and mighty today talking about the new submarines and whatnot. And then, you know, there's talk of the Russians infiltrating the U.S. power grid. And now we have this unexplained blue light coming from a New York transformer.
What we're saying is not for nothing, but this seems a little shady.
Yeah. So I should learn how to do comedy in Russian.
Russians usually go with a red light, though.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's true. I guess it's a little off character.
Yeah, but you can't really control what the power grid's going to look like. It's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, you just slow down.
I bet they tried to get a red light.
Yeah. Someday soon, it will be a red light. The next one we see, probably.
Oh,
they got to work. They got to work out the bugs.
Yeah, this is just the first one. It's you know, it happens.
I don't know. I get nervous about stuff like that, especially. Yeah. I mean, why? Same. Why are we sort of? Not encouraging, but sitting back while Vladimir Putin is,
kind of taking over things?
Yeah. Not taking over things, but gloating about his fleet, his nuclear power, the strength of Russia. It does not... Nobody?
Yeah, no, it's hard to say.
Because they're our best friend.
It's freaky. It's
almost like
freaky.
No one saw the movie Top Gun.
Or The Hunt for Red October.
Yes. Mm. Or Rocky IV.
Hot Shots, yeah.
Or Adventures in Babysitting.
These are all pertinent to modern day political issues and international relationships.
Totally.
Michael's trying to think of a movie he would like to...
I thought you guys covered them all.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I think that, let's see, I'm older than all of you. I'm going to go ahead and just say that. I think just all the movies in the 80s that were all like the... Like Red Heat, nobody? No. That was Schwarzenegger and no.
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. So yeah, they even remade that. So that should have been across the board for everybody on that one.
But Rocky IV. Oh, I'm sorry.
But Red Dawn, I mean, that was, wasn't that Charlie Sheen and Patrick Swayze?
Yeah.
Ally Sheedy. I didn't see it, but.
You didn't?
And Saved by the Bell, I think Screech played a Russian guy in chess.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ah. Oh.
See, it all comes back. Yeah. Now this is, those seeds were planted way back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was all.
Saved by the Bell.
So much foreshadowing, and we didn't see it coming.
Well, how could we?
I have no idea. I'm just still trying to figure out how all the Russians in Hunt for Red October had like English and Scottish accents.
Yeah.
That was confusing.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know they're villains if they don't have an English accent?
I love that they just didn't even try. I mean, just not you know, it was just, yeah, they're Scottish and English and Australian, I think, pretty much.
But they're really Russian.
They were really Russian. That, yeah. So Don, we're not reporting it that way. We're just saying
these
are the events
of
the day.
Yeah, the only thing, yeah, exactly. The only thing's confirmed is that Putin, you know, bragged about Russia's new submarine with its capabilities, and then this transformer exploded in New York, which did turn the skyline blue for several minutes, and power outages followed. So, yeah, it's just speculation, but it's
freaky. Why, if you're going to attack New York, why Queens? Sesame Street.
Because you figure it's close enough.
That's where they film Sesame Street. That's, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. Yeah. They're going right to the heart of America and our childhood memories.
Uh-huh.
That just seems cruel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you haven't seen these pictures that people have put up on social media, it is eerie. It definitely, I mean, the blue tinge, it's not, you wouldn't think that it's like a power outage or a transformer. It doesn't look like, you know, it's not like lightning. It looks different.
Oh, man. Well, we'll take a look. You can all Google it. And we're going to take a quick break here. By the way, your New Year's Eve party at the Filament Theater was so awesome. Hope you do it again, Patty. Thank you, Tracy. It was a lot of fun. And I will do it again. I got to get the band back together. Maybe I'll make sure that that everybody here can do that show.
Yeah, when?
Next year? Next year, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's too soon.
I can put it... Next year I can do.
All right, yeah, this year's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get it in. I'll be in Kenosha at the Wyndham. Go to KenoshaComedyClub.com. Michael Palasak will be at the Zanies in Rosemont. Mm-hmm. Go to Zanies.com and click on their calendar and find out more. And everybody else, we're celebrating right here at WGN Radio with Steve and Johnny. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. You're listening to WGN Radio. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Joining me in studio is comedian Michael Palasak, who's performing at the Zanies in Rosemont on New Year's Eve, as well as the evenings leading up to that.
Tomorrow, Friday, and then Saturday I'm in St. Charles, and Sunday I'm in downtown.
You're doing a whole tour.
I'm doing the run, the Zanies run.
You're doing the 606, the 6, whatever. I don't know what the other
is. I was going to be impressed if you know all those zip codes.
I don't know
really
the zip codes. I don't. You would think I would, since I've been working for those clubs for a long time.
Yeah.
Go to zanies.com for their lineup and more information about tickets and showtimes. Joining me in studio as well is author, historian, tour guide, and all of my guests tonight are people I love spending time with. Adam Selzer was at the You, Me, Them, Everyone podcast tonight at The Hungry Brain with Brandon Weatherby, and Esmeralda Leon was a great show talking about H.H. Holmes. Mm-hmm. And my guest, James Vickery, who is a comedian and actor and writer, and also Kristen McAllister, who is an actress and a writer and producer, does a lot of great shows, now living in Los Angeles, and we're okay with that. But when I told her you'd written a book about H.H. Holmes, she lit up. She was like, what? Mm-hmm. A little bit fascinated.
That story fascinates me. And I'm also really glad I wasn't alive during that time to get, you know, murdered.
To die. Yeah,
as long as you didn't let him knock you up or loan him money, you were probably okay.
And I might have done those things.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Wait. So women he might have
there's
possibly...
There's a couple... There's only a small list of people that we really have a pretty good idea that he actually killed, and... two of them are women that he had probably impregnated and decided the easiest thing to do is just kill them.
Wow. Okay. Everyone's stunned silence in the
studio. That's horrifying.
It was more common, a lot more common back then. I mean, there's all those old folk songs about I asked my love to take a walk and then I killed her. And if you go back and dig up all the verses, it's always
what
because
songs? What songs are these?
old folk
Lord
songs,
Henry,
you know?
Banks of the Ohio, like
early
Naomi Wise,
early
Pretty Polly.
What?
Lots of old folk ballads about murdering a girl because she's pregnant.
Wow.
Oh.
Yikes. Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, that could have happened to me. I don't know.
She's just very grateful we weren't born in the 1800s.
Really, yes, yeah. And like to go into his murder house where it's like all these like rooms that have locks and they don't open. I mean,
so the legend
seems like
goes,
a bad deal.
Yeah. And that's
it's a little more fiction than facts.
Oh, yeah?
It would have been a lousy hotel to stay at.
Oh, no
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah.
But, that's... I mean, I don't think the hotel portion was ever actually finished or open for business, but the whole place was a dump.
Not the hotel part, but like he would have people come back and then they wouldn't be able to leave, kind of, right?
Yeah. It's more fiction than fact.
So like he didn't have that?
No.
What, that's just made up?
It was a combination of pulp writers and really bad police officers.
Mm.
So he did not have a murder house.
He was really. Actually a really great guy.
I actually...
he was a jerk. He killed nine or ten people and swindled several more. But yeah, a lot of the stuff about the torture chambers and stuff is pure fiction.
I feel like you're on H.H. Holmes' side here.
It kind of feels like it sometimes. You know?
Don, do you have any background and information about H.H. Holmes and the...
Let me look here. There's some resources I can tap
into. One of them would be Adam Selzer.
Be awful.
Yeah. Adam, have you considered traveling and being like a, like you know how they have Lincoln actors?
Yeah, you could be spoil Holmes. Sport all over the place. Yeah. Spoils people's fun from coast to coast.
You're making this too real. You have information and stuff.
I believe in the murder house.
I want to make sure that
and most people just read the book and continue to believe anyway. So
we are gonna be on the air, by the way, on New Year's Day, and we'll be talking about all the new laws taking effect in Illinois. But I wanna know if and Don, I don't know if you're planning, are you working on the rest of the holidays?
I'm here on Saturday. I won't be here for New Year's, but I'll have be you here before then.
Have you seen some of the laws going into effect in Illinois?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's some interesting ones. They are actually going to be a little harder on people who text while they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's some new restrictions as far as like, or there's a change in the law as far as kids and car seats. There's a lot of different things. But I wonder if listeners know what the Dutch reach is, because everyone in the studio looked at me like I was crazy. So 312-981-7200. I have, I'm going to go ahead and give away an Apt Electronics gift card if you know Ooh. What the Dutch reach is. The only person who knows, I believe, is Don Kleppen. Ro, do you know what the Dutch reach is by any chance? Don't look it up. I sent you the article. Did you check that out? It's all right. I know. It sounds a little tawdry, doesn't it?
It does sound insane. I'm going to go ahead and say that I Googled this just in this moment.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to say it.
No, don't say, because we have a prize on the line.
I have no idea what it is.
The Dutch
no
reach. Idea. And watch your language if you think it's something else.
It's
312.
A pastry, right?
It's not a pastry. Yeah. The Dutch reach. 312-981-7200. If you know what the Dutch reach is and why I'm including it in our conversation about laws that are changing in the state of Illinois. Yeah. This is actually quite good for a lot of people who want to be safe.
Is it a form of projectile vomiting? I feel like it could be a form of like Dutch, a competitive projectile vomiting. It's like, oh, he's going for the Dutch reach.
That's the Dutch wretch, actually. That's what that is.
Look at that.
See where
he
I got confused,
lob.
Though.
And he just smashed it in.
I can eliminate one, actually. When I did, before I knew what it was and I saw the term, I actually thought it was that thing that some people do where they can reach one arm up behind their head and then the other up by their back and, like, join their hands in the middle of their back. The
well, don't give it away.
Oh, wait a minute. So it's not how that. Flexible you are. Oh, I can even touch. Hold on. So it would be
that?
Bad if I turn around and show everybody.
Oh, you can't do it.
I can do that.
That's what I thought it was.
I can't even come close.
I don't know if it, yeah.
I can't.
That's good radio.
I think I can, but it'd be sore in the morning.
It's great radio. Yes.
Yeah. No, radio.
But I did think it was that. Yes.
All right. Let's see what Justin says. I think Justin has it right out of the gate. Justin, what is the Dutch reach?
The Dutch reach is when you use your right arm to open the driver's side door, making you look into the mirror and see if anybody, you know, you look over your shoulder.
Yep. To see if a cyclist is coming or if another car is coming, so that you open your door safely.
I do that.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I read about it, but I didn't know it was called the Dutch reach.
So you have to do that now?
They're going to start teaching it in driver's ed.
Oh, cool.
So the law is more about teaching the future generation of drivers.
Are the future generation of drivers?
But now we can
mirrors?
All do it.
Like, is it
No, but
they need to teach Uber passengers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, everybody. Uber passengers, you get out curbside. You get out of the car. Curbside.
Yeah, you do. You're supposed to.
All right. Justin, hold on the line, and you've got a gift card from Apple Electronics coming your way. Sweet. And don't worry, you can shop online if you don't live near Glenview, where their great store is pleasing people since 1936. Have a great holiday. Happy New Year, Justin.
Oh, you too. Happy New Year to you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's a new law in Illinois. Oh, wow. They're going to start teaching.
That's great.
Yeah, the high school teachers have to now, and which is so much, it's a smart idea, especially with how many cyclists get doored in Chicago.
That's like more dangerous than anything else when you're cycling.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Is driver's ed mandatory in Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. If you're a teenager or something.
Don, do you know?
Yeah.
I think it's mandatory.
I mean, taking a look right now.
When I was an adult when I got my driver's license. I was over 30, and I did not have to take driver's ed. So
I did, but it was an after school program for me. It was totally optional. Almost nobody took it.
I think you have to take it in Illinois.
I helped teach Kristen, and I am definitely not certified in anything.
No.
Did you pass on your first try?
Yeah.
Well, then, James, you did a great job.
You
did a great job.
If anyone needs my services,
only. And then what?
You can be an Uber teacher
later in your career.
And then I was on a show called America's Worst Driver,
but don't focus
reality
on
show
that.
And I won a car.
You won a
and
car.
I won a car, people. So I am not America's Worst Driver.
Is the car okay?
I was just crowned Chicago's Worst Driver.
This is all real.
This is all real.
And it's on YouTube.
Do you think I'm just punking you? Like, no, are you that hallucinogenic?
If I had a show called America's Worst Driver, the prize would never be a car. It would be like a train ticket or something.
Mm-hmm.
These people should not have weapons.
All of us won a car except for one person. That is America's Worst Driver, and they won an electric bike.
That's a motorcycle.
And I think you competed.
But it was an electric bike.
Didn't you compete against, or one of the episodes also featured another Chicago comic, Sonya White?
Yes. Yes, she was on the Chicago episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
This all happened. And,
she's driven me to a gig before.
And how'd that go?
I cannot comment publicly.
let's talk about it off the air during the news later.
And what's his name?
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Jamie.
Jamie Cruz. Yeah.
And Alonzo Bowden was one of the hosts of the show.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Look at this little world now. And Adam, you have driven for Lyft or Uber?
Yeah, I drive for Lyft sometimes.
Do people not know that you're not supposed to get... Are they aware?
Most people do. Most people are aware of what side you get in and off on. You know, it's Chicago. We're city dwellers here. But... not everybody.
I'm trying to teach my son. So Griffin will get in. We open the door when a Lyft or an Uber arrives. Mm-hmm. I always open the curbside door, and Griffin will get in and just stop. And I'm like, you gotta slide over.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
It's a good what about an Uber pool though? Like if there's somebody in your way to getting out of the curbside,
I say move.
If I can, I sit up front in a Lyft.
I agree.
What's it called when it's Lyft? Line.
Line. Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
In a Lyft line.
Mm-hmm. The first Uber I ever got into, I was so confused about the whole concept. I just jumped into the front seat with them. I was like, hey, how's it going? I told you about that. You were the one that talked me into start using the shared rides.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine.
It's a good way to meet people. Yeah. You know, interesting people.
I like sitting in the front seat, period.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah. Oh, also, for the record, it's adult drivers in Illinois who have never taken the test or anything. You do have to take a 6-hour adult driver education course to obtain your first license.
Oh. No, you don't.
More after this. No one check. We are winding down 2018. This is I love New Year's. There's always that, you know, there's always a lot of people now on social media who say, you know, good riddance 2018. I love seeing everyone's posts or, you know, maybe their New Year's resolutions or the way they're going to celebrate. You're listening to WGN Radio. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. And in studio, we have comedian Michael Palasek, who will be at the Zanies in Rosemont tomorrow night and Saturday night, St. Charles on Sunday night, and New Year's Eve in Rosemont again.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go to zanies.com for ticket information and to learn more about Michael, who has appeared on Letterman, Leno, Conan O'Brien, his own half-hour comedy special on Comedy Central. I mean, all of them. You've been on all the shows.
All those shows.
And Colbert.
Listed. I did Colbert recently. Yeah.
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 Cool. Ooh, so it got quite the comedy career, and you don't want to miss him unless, of course, you're going to Kenosha. where you can see me performing at the Wyndham. And you can find the KenoshaComedyClub.com information. You can get a hotel room. It's going to be comedy and music. I'll be there with Dobie Maxwell. We've got a great show. And there are two shows. There's one at 7 o'clock and one at 9:30. Of course, we will be ringing in the new year. And I've only spent New Year's Eve with Michael in Indianapolis. I think we ended up at a Steak and Shake with tiaras and top hats.
Yeah, and trying to text Greg Warren.
Yes, we were. Because I used to tour with Greg Warren.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about being on the road. And I think wrestling was, I can't remember what we were it was a while ago. And Kristen McAllister, we were talking off the air about Kristen McAllister has appeared in the series Love, has a commercial running right now.
I do.
Yeah, with the dog licking your face.
Mm-hmm.
For which?
Credit Karma.
Credit Karma. That's right. How do I forget? I just remember there's a dog licking your face.
Yes.
A St. Bernard.
A St. Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
With baby turkey food on her face.
Mm-hmm.
Adam.
With baby mixed with turkey? Peanut butter.
Don't not baby turkey.
Like a baby turkey?
Turkey baby food. Okay, no, wait.
Gotcha. Turkey flavored baby food?
That's the one.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Was it real turkey
flavored
baby food?
Turkey.
Was it real on your face or was it someone else?
It was on my face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And James Vickery, who is a comedian and an actor and a writer, who I'm sure will someday write the scene of his wife having to be licked by his or she'll write her own scene. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to write.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know. Adam Selzer.
I want to write it.
Author, okay. Author and historian, and tour guide, who has so many books available on Amazon. I encourage you to check them all out. So you'll find something that you'll love.
Oh, yeah. My next one's going to be fun, too. I can't talk too much about it, but one of the cemeteries in Chicago has me doing their new authorized Who's Who book, so I'm going through. It's perfect for an ADD kid. Just walking around, ooh, who's that guy? Who's that guy? Ooh, who is this?
And you were telling stories about how you found out about some of their salacious pasts.
Yeah, I'm finding a lot more about people's sex lives than I thought I was going to initially. Yeah,
Who knew that was?
And they're all dead.
Oh, yeah, they're all dead. Yeah.
From, like, the 1800s, even.
Yeah, people from the 1800s have what they thought were pretty wild sex lives at the time.
Don't leave records behind. We're all in trouble because
everything's
online.
It's amazing how
often
they did, too.
Yeah. Hey, Don, where did you grow up, by the way?
Morton Grove.
Yep. Oh, that's right. We talked about this in the theater that is over by. We used to be over at Dempster and Waukegan.
Yeah, that was sweet.
I love that theater. Were you ever fascinated by cemeteries at all?
Yeah, there's a Skokie Cemetery by St. Peter's Church, and yeah, me and my family used to go there from time to time.
Like for picnics? What do you mean your family?
Were
you visiting someone?
Yeah, my mom's dad is buried there.
Okay.
And her sisters are all really... Yeah, we also do just, you know, we like to hang out in cemeteries.
I do. I'm asking because I do.
They're
beautiful. It's, you know, people leave these tributes to the ones that they love the most. Ro, any fascination with cemeteries?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I stay far, far.
I think we need to bring Ro on one of your tours.
Yeah. You know, I used to be just like that. No. I mean, global warming is partly my fault because of how far I went out of my way to avoid driving past cemeteries. Like, even through college, I didn't want to be anywhere near them.
Wow.
But then somebody told me there was a water slide in the cemetery nearest campus. There was like this water slide that was bordered on three sides by the cemetery.
What?
So it looked like there was a water slide right in the middle of it, and that I had to see. So I had to. That no phobia is worth missing that.
Next thing you knew, how about you, Michael?
My first job was at a cemetery.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a graveyard weed whacker.
What? Ro is not comfortable with the fact that she can't even be near you right now because you used to work in a cemetery as a weed whacker.
The weirdest part was like, we would get off if somebody died, and it was a small town. So if you heard a siren or something, it's like, well, there might be a funeral a couple days.
Oh, my God.
They gave you the day off
because they would have the service. And so you would like get a couple hours off where you didn't have to do anything because they didn't want you like weed whacking while people were like, we always missed you. And like,
That's a good
rule.
smart business.
Just go hang out in the shed.
That's too funny. Did you ever see anything weird?
No, nothing weird ever. The one thing I do remember is like how like it just was so boring to read. It'd be like best son, best whatever, and it's just like write something cool.
New? What would you write? Well, did you ever come up with new?
Well, I told my mom that she should write something if I ever die, and she's like, "Well, that costs money." And I was like, "Okay, well."
If you ever die, I like how optimistic you are.
Well, if I die before her, like.
Okay, it got dark. I apologize.
That's something I notice quite a lot is how often all that's ever been written about people is stuff that means nothing. Like a loyal and true friend, or like one guy always had a warm side for a friend. Like, that's the nicest you could say about the guy?
Mine's gonna say she tried. It's gonna be mine. I did my best. Do you guys have one for yours? Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts?
No, I think I want to be, you know,
cremated.
Me cremated. Out to sea.
Yeah, me too. You can still put a marker up.
Which sea?
Mediterranean.
Okay.
James spent the night in a
haunted
cemetery once.
What?
The one in Bachelor's
You just
Grove.
Made Rose's head just rattle. She's like, what?
I just cringed as soon as I heard spend the night.
Spent the night in a haunted cemetery.
With two friends. Yeah. We did it when I was like 22 or something.
On purpose?
That. On purpose.
Just like and got tired of walking just, and you're like.
To see if we would see something.
And it was Bachelor's
just
Grove.
Come back
right?
from the bar.
Yeah. And you were high, right?
No, actually.
That's unusual at Bachelor's Grove. I mean, the great number of the stories about Bachelor's Grove being haunted, if you get up back to the first-hand accounts, it opens with, "So we were super hot." Well, of course you saw ghosts.
Did
this
you
is
see
like going back to the
sober.
50s. People
we had a weird experience in the middle of the night with our guard down talking.
Uh-huh.
This fence shook around us, and we got really quiet and still because thinking it was a person, and then nothing after that, which was... Because it is kind of in the middle of nowhere. You have to walk a little bit to get to it.
It's right. Well, if you go over to the other side of the pond, the road is right there.
Yes, it is. But in the middle of the night, it's so quiet.
Yeah, it looks like you're further out than you are.
Right.
Yeah. That cemetery's open all night?
No.
No.
Oh. So you're just like something illegal.
You can't do it legally.
Don't take away Kristen's license and don't
Rose,
come back and get
Rose going to turn you in right now.
I was the kid growing up that was afraid to go in the mirror and say Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we all did that.
Well, I always felt like that was pushing your luck.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, why? Yeah, right? I mean, just enough chance.
What, how many times did
there
you
were no good scenarios.
How many times did you guys have to say Bloody Mary?
Three.
That's it?
See, my school, it was 99.
That's wrong.
Because we had values in those days. Good Iowa work ethic.
That sounds like it's just to get rid of somebody.
Yeah.
Go in the bathroom and say Bloody Mary 9 times.
For 4 days.
You want to know what's interesting about Bloody Mary, though, is like all of a sudden in the late 60s, early 70s, every kid in the English-speaking world knew some variation on saying Bloody Mary in the mirror to get Mary to show up. And usually when that happens, we can trace it to a book or a movie or something like that. In the case of Bloody Mary, no one knows where the hell that
There's
came
no
from.
Origin story?
There's nobody knows how that got started.
I bet your listener has one that they heard an origin
I'm sure
story.
There are various origin stories that have come up since, but how it
alive. They didn't make it, so we just know that they disappeared. And the origin is just lost
it's
forever.
Just, yeah,
I heard her say it three times, and then she's dead. So. That's the maximum amount of times you can say.
We still have like a patient zero that we can trace this to.
Oh
you
boy,
know?
You can say it two times. It's fine.
By the way, so I love cemeteries. I just love the idea of them. And the 773 writes, go to Ridgewood Cemetery on Milwaukee and Central Road. They have a Korean section, a Jewish section, a Greek section, a memorial to 911, a beautiful lake with a lot of geese. I know this because my parents are buried there.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I like it. They're beautiful spaces. Okay, Rose's not buying it. She is not buying
Chicago
it.
Does have nice
We really do.
Yeah.
We do cemeteries right.
In cemeteries and parks. Good job.
I think so. Well done, Chicago.
Yeah, good job.
More in a moment on 720 WGN.
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time. And we gon' make you lose your mind.
We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Oh, the Skyline Studios. It's the Allstate Skyline Studios because we are on the 18th floor overlooking Navy Pier on a beautiful Chicago night. And incredibly warm, by the way.
So warm.
It was kind of shockingly nice. I don't know. I mean, my friends now who've moved from Chicago to California.
It's the same temperature.
Same temperature?
Yeah.
It's not quite.
It's like maybe 10 degrees warmer.
Yeah.
That's Michael Palasak, who's going to be at the Zanies in Rosemont Friday, Saturday, and Monday for New Year's Eve. He'll be in St. Charles on Sunday. You can go to Zanies.
Chicago on Sunday. Sorry.
I saw Chicago.
I mixed it up, too.
Oh, that's all right. You're doing the Chicago Zanies tour.
Yeah,
it all works. Well, Zanies.com has all the information. Yeah. It's all good. And he's in town for that, but living in Los Angeles. He's got a new baby, Jackson, and Sam's home with Jackson
in
L.A. And all this is happening, by the way. I know that when you don't have enough sleep, you start hallucinating everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Every night when I wake up, I imagine that I was holding a baby and I fell asleep with it. It's so scary.
It's very, very, you're like, right. Well, and there'll be times when you're so tired that, let's not get into any details, but.
Oh,
jeez. You'll learn.
You'll find out.
You have a lot of great things coming up for you.
Yeah, you got a lot of stories to be able to tell. Kristen McAllister joins us in studio and James Vickery and Adam Selzer. And James was telling us off the air that you had an experience watching a manager. Was it in a retail store or
it was
a restaurant?
Bar.
Oh, bar. Okay.
Yep. Earlier today, I won't say which bar, but it happened today.
Off there, you can tell me.
Yes. And I was there by myself, and it was kind of a quiet time, and I saw the manager person. This guy kind of be snippy with the woman working behind the bar, who was awesome from the start.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what I wanted. She let me do some tasting. It was great. She was great.
Like whiskeys and bourbons? Or
yes. Because I wasn't sure.
I don't know. I have to try some more of this.
Maybe that's why he was upset with her. Like, she's giving you free drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you
can't give
bar.
Tastes of whiskey.
You should always get taste of whiskey.
But at one point, she just asked, like, oh, do we have change for this? Somebody had, like, a bigger bill. And he's like, yeah. You know, just like in front of people. And it was just, and I could tell
it's
she was kind of embarrassed. Yeah. Exactly. And kind of talked to him. And he stepped outside. And then I was like, just so you know, you were 100% right. I saw everything develop, you know. And she's like, thank you for saying that. And she's like, he's always kind of like this. And I think other customers notice. And it does.
It makes you uncomfortable. I wouldn't want
to
be there.
And I thought, like, I don't want to come back to this place that otherwise would be great. So I'm trying to think how I should follow up. I know Yelp is a go-to, but then
just
that kind of throws
letter.
Everyone under. I was thinking about that.
Just write a
like
letter.
Like an actual letter to the address to this person at the bar.
That could make a difference, I think. Would you? Now, have you ever worked in, like, you've worked at the cemetery. Would you ever work in retail?
I worked at the cemetery, and I worked at a factory. I've never worked in a place where they could complain about me until it's comedy.
Oh. Yeah. It sounds like you've had
this
experience.
And then they
experience.
Do it in the moment.
Yeah.
Well, they also have, we have comment cards.
Exactly.
And Yelp and all that kind of stuff. Don, have you ever worked in retail?
Yeah, I worked at a retail store for about 9 months. Yeah. I was like in my low 20s, yeah.
Sounds like you know exactly how you're like 9 months, 3 days, 16 hours.
Yeah, that was not really fun. Not
yeah.
A proud moment.
The management, and it's interesting because, you know, sometimes people are managers because they've outlasted everybody else.
Mm.
Not necessarily because they're good managers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so maybe they're angry because that's where their track ended, you know, and everyone. But yeah, it is embarrassing when you're in front of customers. Ro, have you done retail?
This was service industry.
Way too long, and I'm never going back. So that tells you.
Yeah, I was a server. I was a bartender. I worked in all kinds of retail at the Limited, the Gap, Marshall. Yeah, it was a lot of restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Just a lot of like where you have to deal with customers.
Yes. Well, you know, I've worked in comedy clubs where the managers can be really rough on
yes.
the staff.
Yeah.
And that's really.
I can see one from here. In fact,
it gets really
one that I worked at where they would make me work in the rain, which was fine, but then they'd yell at me for getting wet.
Oh no.
What? Just typical retail restaurant crap.
Well, and Adam has been, by the way, our friend Nate Weatherup.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that story about his dad getting hit by a tour bus?
No.
Do you know, he was actually at Zany's Comedy Club when he got a phone call that his dad had been involved in an accident. Well, it turned out that the tour bus was the one that Adam Selzer was on. He was not driving the bus.
I was not driving the bus, but I was on the bus shouting, look out for that guy. Quit ranting about the competition and look out for that guy.
Yeah.
And then following the driver came out like, what happened? I'm like, you hit a guy is what happened.
Is like in a car?
Was he okay?
No, he was walking. He was crossing the street.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Was he okay?
He had
to have surgeries and everything.
Jeez.
Oh
yeah.
My
I was
God.
With Nate when he was when he got the phone call that his dad
Free
was in the hospital.
Free tours for life.
I hope so. Jeez.
I don't think that helps at all.
No. I hope so, yeah.
Well, and I wonder if that, like, you know, obviously when you're going to a bar or a restaurant, and bars in particular because it's a social setting, and, you know, if you're not comfortable, if that happens, some people just won't come back. You know?
That's how I felt. I was glad, though.
Even though, like, it would help her if we came back because she's the one working and getting tips and stuff, but he was so bad.
He really was.
Just poach her and point out a better place.
Yeah, right?
Bar or restaurant, you can always, there's always another one.
Saver. Well, and that's true. And
but
that's,
I want him to realize it, you know? I want the point to be made.
You got to write the letter.
Yep. Or
take a video of him and go, look, this is, look at yourself.
Look at yourself.
Yeah.
Look at what you're doing.
Shame. The public shame.
he made her cry.
She did cry.
What?
Yeah. They went into the other room and talked for a little bit. I was the only customer. And then they came out. He walked outside and she was at the bar. And I was like, just so you know, I watched it all develop and I'm totally on your side.
It's so uncomfortable.
All of her change?
Unprofessional.
It was like a couple of comments here and there. It was just little things, but he was so snippy and just like looking at his phone the whole time. While they're customers, you know, it's just.
What if it's just all a show to get you to tip her more? Like they're like, we're going to do that thing where I yell at you and then
well,
you cry.
Well, I hope it was worth the extra $3.
Man, oh man, I'm trying to remember if I ever cried. I can't. Any of you ever cry at work? And
yeah, yes.
Not in public.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I have.
I can't imagine I haven't.
I'm trying to think if I remember I had a manager shame me at a staff meeting for not wearing makeup.
Ew.
For just because I was that was fun at Grizzly's Lodge on Lincoln Avenue. They're closed.
I remember that place though.
I don't mind talking about
that's it. Not that's somewhere horrible. You need to wear makeup.
It was you know, some people just look like they roll out of bed like our morning bartender.
It's
like,
you weren't supposed to be in like grizzly makeup, were you?
No,
it wasn't like you were a bear. You look like a person.
What was that, Don?
You know the rules.
I was just thinking like you're not supposed to be in a costume or anything, and it's an early morning meeting, you know, like what are you.
Well, I was the opening shift, so it was 11. I worked 11 till 5 or 11 to 6, so it was like the blue plate lunch special crowd, and I had to wear a lumberjack, like red and black flannel shirt and black pants and like hiking boots.
Yeah.
But I wasn't wearing. Because I wasn't wearing makeup.
Makeup.
I got shamed.
You were like a real lumberjack.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, trying to put on
a character.
Exactly. Wait, did that make you cry?
I was trying to remember. It burned, and I think I had a little bit to drink after the shift meeting. But
you didn't have to worry about your mascara running.
Yeah, exactly. You stink. From the 224, retail for 30 years, manager for over 20, not for the faint of heart. You try to get results, yet make staff feel okay, and you have to make customers feel that they are being treated like they are right, even when they are not. It's not an easy gig at all. Bear that in mind. I agree, but like in a bar setting.
My one thing is never embarrass your employees in front of the public, or ever, obviously. Why would you ever talk that way to anyone? But just especially in front of people. Belittling.
And I also think that the
customer schmushtimers, you know.
Well, I also think
customer
that
is not always right.
That's I have to agree with that.
One of my tours, I say, well, that's the quote is often attributed to Marshall Field. So there's an opportunity to piss on his grave.
Pee on his grave.
Pee on his grave. Tinkle.
How about tinkle on his grave?
tinkle.
We'll fix that in post.
Yeah. It's no big deal.
Which cemetery is that?
He's at Graceland.
At Graceland.
There's actually a reflecting pool that's never actually filled right in front of the.
Oh, so there's a spot.
So there's an excellent
spot. It's like begging for it.
The other thing is, you know, I always try to take pride in working in retail and try to make people feel good and do the best job I could. Sometimes managers were rough, and some great managers. It's hard. It takes its toll on you. I have a tough time when I see somebody in retail, like on the phone, being rude, I try to be really patient, but no one's got it easy when it comes to trying to make a living.
And then also like when you see customers being rude, it is just
I can't.
Oh, it's just like, are you kidding?
I always worked in the back.
Worst nightmare in retail.
You worked in the back, Don?
Yeah, that's what I did. I went for the 9 months. It was Banana Republic that I was at. And it was
just folding shirt.
I stayed in the back. Yeah. No customers for me because I knew. I was like, that's not going to go well at all.
Yeah, Rose, like, never again.
No, kids were the worst. I used to work at a Wet Seal.
Oh, sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and on top of trying to convince 40-year-old women that this
is not for them,
mermaid dress is for her. Children were the worst.
That's the first time hearing of this brand.
Wet Seal?
What a gross name.
It was really pretty popular back in the day.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think of what was comparable to when I was younger. There was like a whole slew.
579 was also
might have even been before 579.
Units? Did you ever go to Units?
Maurice's was one that I went to. Yeah. So basically, it's just the cheaper clothing. Now they make the bigger, you know, 21 forever, right?
Forever 21.
Sure. See how much I know.
One time where a customer complaining made everyone else like a little better. Like it was not retail, but I was getting ready to go to the airport and I parked my car at this lot and the shuttle was taking forever. And everyone was a little frustrated, but one guy was just like, I can't believe this is taking forever. And it made me be like, oh, I'm calm. What's wrong with this guy? Like, jeez.
Right. What's wrong with people?
Jeez. Can't you be patient? What's wrong with you?
That's like when you fly.
$5 to park here.
Exactly. Take it easy, everybody. It's like when you fly and like in that situation, come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're in a tube here.
Let's take it down a notch and have a little more gin. More after this on 720 WGN.
This message is brought to you by the Radio Broadcasters of Chicagoland.
My name is Brent Stern, VP of Marketing for Routers and Hollins Jewelers. I think our core mission is to make people happy, and we've been trying to do that through helping people celebrate. And obviously our goal is to help them celebrate through selling jewelry. So especially in markets like Chicago or urban markets, radio is extremely effective for us because it's so efficient. One of our key assets is that we educate our guests in store, and we really try to counsel our guests into finding the best piece for them. And radio gives us an opportunity to share that voice with a much wider breadth of guests and give them a little peek about what they will expect in one of our stores. We just want to wish all of our listeners happy holidays and invite them to come celebrate with us for this holiday season. Join us either in our store or online and hopefully find a special piece of jewelry.
Chicago radio stations drive real results for Rogers and Hollins. See what radio can do for your business. Visit chicagoradiostations.com to learn more about how radio advertising can grow your business. When results matter, radio works.
Time now for our news. When we come back, we want to talk about the 20 most popular things everyone bought. I want to know if you guys bought some of these things. Join our conversation anytime. 312-981-7200. Again, that number is 312-981-7200. Live in the Allstate Skyline studio. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Joining me is Adam Selzer. He's an author, historian, and tour guide. You can go to
AdamChicago.com.
What was that?
AdamChicago.com.
AdamChicago.com for all the great work that he does. He's a regular on our show on WGN Radio. We also have James Vickery and Chris McAllister, also regulars, who are living in Los Angeles now. And sometimes they come and visit.
Yeah.
We're here for a couple weeks.
We're here now, right?
I know. I don't mind. I miss you guys a lot. And Michael Palasak, who is visiting us as well, because he's performing at Zany's in Rosemont for New Year's Eve. We are there Friday, Saturday night, and then downtown Chicago on Sunday.
Yeah.
You can go to Zany's.
Saturday in St. Charles.
That's what
You've gotten it right almost every time. I forget.
Go to Zany's.com. And
you've gotten it almost right
definitely,
almost every time.
You'll definitely get it right. And you just, Sam just had a baby.
Yeah, well, I'm the dad.
You're the dad.
Yeah.
You didn't have the baby.
No. I was there though.
How was that?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, we were gonna go to a Clippers game.
As you do when you're expecting.
Yeah, and her family was in town and it was early. We didn't know, and the doctor's like, "Do whatever you want, whatever." So
pretend like this isn't happening.
Yeah. Okay. So we got tickets, and I went to go pick up her friend from the airport who flew in, and I got back, and Sam was just like. Like, she'd be, like, in a lot of pain, like, almost screaming, and then be like, I don't know if we can go to the game. I'm like, yeah, I don't think we should.
No.
For whatever reason, screaming pain, no longer going to
How long was she in labor for?
So, I think the labor started around 4, which is when I left.
Uh-huh.
And she gave birth at about 4 in the morning.
Wow. So for 12 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it almost came a lot sooner, but then they stopped it because the baby's heart rate lowered, so then they put her on some medication, and then other people came in that were pregnant, and it was their like second or third one, so they're like, we're gonna get them out of the way first.
So she was in queue.
Yeah,
she's like, she was.
They were like, you're not. We're gonna. So then like,
but I got the fast pass.
Exactly. So I ordered pizza. We ate in her room. She couldn't have any, but we all had a party.
I'm trying to decide, like, has she missed anything about the fact that you ate in front of her? Well,
so I offered to eat, but she wanted everyone around, so she was like,
okay,
definitely eating here.
Just take turns in the hallway.
She was on drugs.
I understand that, but I'll never forget that my husband was eating Portillo's in front of me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Lutheran General's right across the street from the Portillo's.
She wanted us there. For the record, Patty, we can call her. She was her choice.
I understand.
She's pretty easygoing.
Yeah.
She
likes people.
Did you get her a birthing gift?
Oh, lots of gifts.
Lots of gifts.
Every day we gave her a gift.
It's called the gift of love.
I gave her Clippers tickets. She couldn't use them.
Steve, I didn't know it was a thing. So my husband gave me the push gift. It was both my sons. Like, so Griffin's, it was their birthstones. So I think Griffin's is a sapphire and Declan's is a ruby. What was that? Ro? It was like, oh, it's all right. My husband gave me those. Nice. So I have a necklace and earrings.
That's
very nice.
That's great.
So did you guys get everything did you get anything like kind of unique for Christmas this year that you were surprised by at all? Because it seems like we're all kind of getting into a rut of what people are getting. Because I was just looking. Ro gave me a list of like the most popular things everyone bought. And it seems like this also happened. Like people were getting instant pots. Like, that seemed to be...
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's been a big deal for a while.
I don't know what that is.
We love ours.
Is it a pot?
It's like a crock pot, but it's an instant... It's a faster cooker.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's been really popular. It's... when they go on sale, everyone wants them. Like, how about the Amazon, like, Echo or Dot? You know, like
yeah,
the
Alexa. Yeah, that's very popular, too. I don't want that in my house.
Nope.
We resisted for a long time. Do you have, like, a Google Mini or...
We have, like, we say, okay, Google.
Yeah,
like,
Google Mini. Like,
oh, that's what it is. Okay, yeah.
Hey, Google. Yes. And the little, like, dots light up and everything.
I've been listening to everything you said.
Yeah.
We unplug Google Mini, like, when we don't want... We're not playing music or asking for weather.
When you don't want advertisements detailed to your conversation.
Exactly. It is a little bit creepy.
It is.
Have you gotten to the point now with all the, like, artificial intelligence where... Because I was writing something last night, and I was just writing it down, and then it came up as an ad. I'm like, that's...
Whoa.
Yeah, that freaked me out.
Were you writing down on your phone or handwritten?
In a notebook. I was writing something in a notebook, and then it was, like, really specific to that. And I'm trying to remember now.
I think it could just read our brains now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was really freaked out. And I don't want to say it out loud. Because
now
my phone's listening.
You're really going to see it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Look, my phone's already like, how can I help?
No. Go away.
We tried to do that, though. Like, we were making fun of it, and we tried to talk about ping pong tables a lot, and I haven't gotten any ads for ping pong tables.
I feel like they know when you're making fun of it, because I tried the same thing.
You're testing it out.
Oh, no, we got Alexa, and then we bought a lot of the light bulbs and stuff, so now I can walk into the house and say, Alexa, let's be detectives, and it turns the room blue and starts playing saxophone music.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, at least you're having the most fun you can have.
Yeah.
So that's great.
That's amazing. Yeah. I really love that. How about like robot vacuums?
Those look
like
awesome.
Like EvoVax or Roombas? Yeah.
I don't care about those, but I know people who do.
They swear by them.
I want a robot that uses Swiffer because I believe in Swiffers more.
That's the thing, is it like it's one thing to
have. Listen, if someone's cleaning your house, however they do it, they do it.
They are getting it done. This is funny. I get that. Okay, charcoal, activated coconut charcoal powder. How is that popular this year?
Wait, is it like to brush your teeth?
It's teeth whitening charcoal.
Yes. Oh. I have some of that. I understand that.
I had an activated charcoal ice cream at a fair.
It does.
Over the summer, and it is okay.
Isn't charcoal black?
Yeah, it was like a black ice cream served in a scoop of pineapple.
I think it sort of takes on the flavor of whatever you give it.
So is
it was vanilla.
Is it the grit that's supposed to make your teeth whiter?
Something. I'm not sure. But you're only supposed to use it a couple times a week. You can't use it a ton. It's not good for your enamel.
I would imagine.
So why are you brushing with this stuff again?
Because I want to whiten my teeth, but naturally.
Mm. Nice.
All right.
Just somewhat dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little bit dangerous.
Not near open flames.
Yes. But whether or not you believe that charcoal has medicinal properties and is capable of whitening your teeth, the charcoal powder is the perfect chance to give it a try and find out for yourself.
Right. Yeah. We don't know if this works or not, but you should buy it.
We don't have proof that it doesn't work.
My dad used to give me charcoal tablets for my hangovers in college, actually.
Your dad helped cure your hangovers?
Yeah, in college.
Mm-hmm. But once you're an adult, like, you're on your own.
But what I'm saying is he didn't step in high school.
He didn't help out then. Learn from this.
Wowza. All right. Who buys this as a gift? I guess you could buy it for yourself. Lyric Wi-Fi water leak and freeze detector for like your basement. So like if you start getting like a buildup, like maybe your basement starts to leak.
Thank you for the most boring present.
I was gonna say, that's when the romance has faded.
Well, that's a thing, especially in Chicago basements. Do you ever guys, because we get a lot of floods.
Basements.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're not supposed to put stuff down there.
No, I wish I had a basement.
Like nothing. You're not supposed to have anything down. Like, what good is a basement then?
Yeah. Just take another room.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where it seems to be it's not a matter of if, but when.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Where you're not supposed to have things in your basement?
A lot of people do, obviously.
Well, because basements flood here.
Oh, then you can just throw that stuff out.
It's time to remodel.
Yeah.
What happened to the basement, honey?
Or put it on shelves and the nice stuff's on the top. And
is there basement insurance here?
Oh, I don't think so.
Man, now you're going to get advertisements about basement insurance.
Oh,
so true.
PermaSeal is outstanding, by the way. I actually had my basement done by PermaSeal.
Oh, okay.
We had like a crack in our foundation because you think like, you know, you ask someone to come for an estimate and you always assume it's going to be, you've got to build trenches around your house and put in these drains.
Bring in a helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like to these two cracks and they came and they put like almost like these, like a pipe, like a little like tube or something in a couple of the spots and they cemented around it and we haven't had any leaks since.
That's great.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, PermaSeal. The Nidra luxury sleep masks. Do you ever sleep with it?
Kristen, wow, you do
oh,
all
sleep
this
mask?
Stuff.
Yes, I am
before
the
or after the charcoal.
See, but do you so use a sleep mask?
I use a sleep mask.
Do you use the ones that like have like the little puff, so it's not like touching?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do.
But does it have a Velcro in the back?
Yes.
Because that makes me crazy. It catches on my hair.
I have ones that are not
like the elastic is what I use.
Yeah, they're not. Well, yeah, one of them has. They're,
you have a
they're
collection?
Not problematic. I have several.
Okay. I just use a shirt over my face, which is something I learned from my
yes,
husband.
I
like
do
a kidnap
too.
Victim.
Yeah.
I a never dirty know where bandana. I'm waking up at. I could be waterboarded at any moment.
I used a shirt forever. That's what I did.
On my face.
There's a bedwetting joke in here someplace. I just can't quite land on it.
I'm sorry, but Kristen was just saying that yes.
I also use that. I mean, I didn't tie it or anything. No. I would just
she ties it to the bed.
It's hard to do because my hands are tied also.
No, we drape the shirt, and it's better
drape
when it's
it.
When mm-hmm. it's a nice like a soft material soft. Or yes. yeah.
Yeah, I do that. Cool. I used to do that a lot before I had my sleep masks, and I still do it if I'm out of town and I forget to bring
right.
one.
I bring
me.
An extra. I pack an extra mm-hmm. shirt just
are
for
sleep
my
sleep masks. Not healthy. Mm-hmm. Are the way reasons why people don't do them?
Oh no, I don't. No. I don't mind. Just it's just an alternative is why I use my husband.
I don't like things that are pushing down on my eyes though, yeah. And I've heard that messes up your sleep. But I don't know if that's true.
I would imagine. Ro, do you use a sleep mask?
No, I just go to sleep. I also like it dead silent though.
Oh yeah. I can't do that.
It has to be dead silent for me to sleep.
Like no noises whatsoever.
None.
Do you wear earplugs?
No.
Hmm.
I usually go into a room. I close the door, and like if it's say we're at home, my mom's got the TV going, I stuff a towel mm-hmm. under the
oh, okay,
door
that's a good idea.
To kind of insulate,
mm-hmm.
and then I go to bed.
I thought you were saying, just unplug
nice.
The TV.
Yeah, I scream
sorry,
at her
mommy,
until she stops
watching
TV. And then it's quiet.
Fit. Oh, God.
No. Do you have to have anything in particular to fall asleep? Like,
well, it has to be dark for me. That's why I wear the mask.
Masks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a neighbor who was really upset at us, so he like started blaring his music at like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, but we just turned on an air conditioner, and it just... It's the window air conditioner is so loud.
That's soothing.
Why was he upset?
Because I walk and he doesn't like how I walk. That was his main complaint. And like we also when you like sit down and the chair slides, he doesn't like that.
Oh, the noise.
Yeah,
the
so he like bangs
noise.
And then he'll play music.
It's so like loud, living so. Your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you need more to live. He needs to be a top floor guy.
Yeah, he needs to not live on the bottom floor. Sorry, yeah. sorry yeah. about it. But
listen,
yeah. people on the second floor are gonna live their lives, and it's just something you got.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I like to fall asleep with the TV on. By the way,
me too.
Oh, I can never do that. I get too excited when I watch TV.
Oh, I hate it too because I want to watch.
I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah. Me
don't
neither.
Watch the A-Team.
Well, watch stuff that you know yeah. that you've like. You know, my husband falls asleep to Perry Mason.
Oh, that seems perfect.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Well, though he'll like get into it. Like he'll wake up the next day, he's like, "Oh my god, I fell asleep watching this one case." And you know what? You never want to be. You never want to be in the last 7 minutes of a Perry Mason. You don't want to be in the witness box because Perry Mason will tear you apart. Mm-hmm. And he gets very excited. He'll replay scenes for me. He's like, "Oh, watch this."
That's amazing.
What channel is that on?
So I think it's on 26.
26. Okay.
Like MeTV.
MeTV.
Yeah,
yeah,
one of those.
I've never seen that. I just heard of Perry Mason.
Oh, well, it's funny because Mike Toomey has a joke about how he looks like Perry Mason. So, yeah. See that, yeah. How about you, Adam? Can you fall asleep to noise?
My wife requires earplugs, a sleep mask, 7 or 8 pillows, 3 or 4 different accessories,
I thought you were gonna say 7 or 8
couple of different. sometimes those, and also like 3 or 4 different comforters. So thankfully, I don't need much, which is good because there's only like 4 inches of space left for me after all of those accessories. And I'm just kind of like lying on my side, half in the bed, half out of the bed,
fighting for sleep. Do you have a king size bed?
Queen, I think.
A queen, because we have a king size bed. Because
that makes a big difference.
Nice.
I have about 3 times as many pillows as she does, Ronnie.
Yeah,
does.
I have
23 pillows on my side of the bed.
Personally, I have 7? One, and it's usually sideways because I don't have room for the whole pillow there. Ronnie has many, many pillows.
Steve's like up against the windows because our bed's like up against the.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I know. You know, I do. I have a lot of pillows. I somebody asked me one day. I was doing we do sometimes writing sessions with like Bill Gorgo and Jimmy McHugh and a bunch of the comics, and they asked me if I named them, and I was like, yes.
Your pillows.
I I have Scrunchie. Scrunchie's my favorite pillow, and I travel with him. Oh, and nice. He's like my service pillow. Okay. Like, you know, which is fine because it's easier to travel.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's my comfort pillow.
I have a pillow I put under my neck and I sleep on my back, and then I put pillows underneath my legs.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've heard, and I just started doing this, if you put pillows under your knees, it alleviates lower back pain.
That's mm-hmm. why I do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a water mm-hmm. pillow recently.
A water pillow?
A water pillow. It's like memory foam, pardon me. But also there's also a bladder inside that you fill with whatever amount of water you want.
Like, can you do it with like hot water or something? Like,
do you have to do water? Can you do like Pepsi? Or?
I tried Dr. Gravy. Pepper for a while.
I'm
it left me with a spicy scent was my reward all night long.
Nice. Hold on. The Foamy Premium Large Water Sleeping Pillow. Adjustable and supportive. Mm-hmm. What is that? Yeah. I have to go shopping for a new pillow.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, the problem is I sleep with my arm up above me, so it'll be under the pillow, and the weight of the water pillow will put my arm to sleep really quick. Oh, so in the morning, I have to like use my free arm to move the other one around a little bit.
I remember the first time I fell asleep and woke up and my arms had no feeling, and it was the scariest moment.
It's very scary.
I hate
scary.
That feeling.
Yeah, that's not... And you like try to like hit it. Like, you can't. Yeah.
Did anybody have a water bed ever?
I did. Yeah, I was. My parents are like the last people on the planet who still have water beds.
They have.
We all did when I was a kid. I didn't have a normal bed till I was like 25.
The whole family had
you're
water
a water bed.
Bed
family. I've never heard of such a thing.
It was a responsible child. The 80s, you know,
I heard they were making a comeback. I think, weren't they?
I'm sure they are.
Apparently now
I'm
they're
sure
much.
They
well, well, I think my parents. Had theirs broken by the cats a while ago, so they're having to get another one. But they're much more expensive now than they used to be.
Does anybody own a MyPillow?
Yes, I have several MyPillows. I love my MyPillow.
Wasn't that guy sued or something?
I don't know, but I have to tell you, when we come back, I'll tell you my I'm gonna tell you my something good when we come back. 312-981-7200. I love my pillows. I have several my pillows. I have my travel my pillows.
But and the guy seems like
about that bike. But more for this on 720 WGN.
I've passed my test. Happy people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keeps the world turning.
Oh, we are happy people. I hope that you're happy wherever you are tonight. I hope you're happy, healthy, and safe. Our WGN listeners, our family. We were talking about falling asleep, and the 847 says, I fall asleep to WGN radio. We used to do a bedtime story.
Yeah.
We should bring that back. We'll do the pretty late wake up bedtime story. Not the third. Let's not do that other thing. But the pretty late bedtime story. Roger Badish has done some really cool ones, so maybe we'll talk to him about
voice
that.
For it.
He's got a great voice for bedtime stories.
You have a great voice to fall asleep.
I've had people complain that we were laughing too much and it was hard for them to fall asleep. Not tonight, but I hope that's okay. We were talking about I have 23 pillows, including three my pillows on my side of the bed. My something good tonight is that I really do have, I guess, an affinity and an affection for comfort. So I bought my family one of these massive bean bags, and they make them now instead of like the pellets. They make them out of these chunks of memory foam. I sat down in this the other day on Christmas Day. I put the boys to bed. Steve went to sleep. And I was like, I'm just going to check out my phone. I woke up at like 4:30 in the morning. It was a cloud of heaven. It's my favorite thing. It's massive. Griffin and I had to move it from the basement upstairs, and like we started laughing because this thing was like 40 pounds. It's a 40-pound beanbag, and it's a 6-foot beanbag.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Where does it live in your home now?
It lives where we have like sometimes in the dining room, and when we're watching TV, we move it, and you have to like squeeze it to make it through this like wide opening.
It's worth it,
and then it just stays that way because it's memory foam.
Yeah, for a little bit, and it's still expanding. Like it came in this like case, and it was like the case was like this big, and then we opened it up. It looked like it like squished brains, and then it's just been expanding for like the last 3 days.
So it's going to keep going.
Yeah, well, we don't know.
it's like a children's book,
or like in Real Genius. Remember when the popcorn just came? We're just going to have our house like bursting with memory foam. But that's my my something good. That's what's making me happy this week. Michael, tell me something good. What's making you happy?
I have a new baby. His name is Jackson. And
Now you could probably
he's
have
and healthy.
Isn't it hard to remember, like, just even before Jackson now? Like, what that was like?
Yeah.
It's hard to remember.
So. Yeah.
Congratulations. Thanks. Yeah. Pops. I'm going to call you Pops.
That's great. Yeah. Right,
Kristen, tell me something good.
What's making it?
I got it.
I know, but I got it, I think. You have to pronounce it differently. Shite. Yeah, it's okay.
Shite. Ooh, sorry.
It's all good. Stop. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great
show. Name of the show.
On Netflix. Mm-hmm. And it's just really great.
It's a great comedy.
It's a great comedy and wonderful. I love it.
I've heard great things about it. Mm-hmm. That's not the one with
Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
I love them. Mm-hmm. They're the best.
Yeah, it's made by the same guy that did all their movies they were in together.
It's created by Eugene Levy and his son Daniel Levy.
Cool. And Daniel
Levy's
also
on the show.
Yeah, he's nice. On the show. He's
and
awesome.
They're great. Great, great, great.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to check that one out. How about you?
Second that, we've been watching that together recently. But I would say, here's to Chicago. This is the most we spent over the holiday season here. And usually we're in Louisiana on Christmas Day and beyond. And this time we're here, and Chicago just looks great at Christmas time.
Doesn't it?
And it's so lovely to be here. And I love this place, and everyone's in good spirits.
Yay.
And I'm so happy right now. And
happy,
that's something
happy.
Good.
Joy, joy. I love our city at Christmas. I love our city all the time. But yeah, we do Christmas well. How about you, Adam?
I'll say there's a series on Netflix now called Dairy Girls that they just imported from the UK. It's only 6 episodes. It's about teenage girls living in Northern Ireland during the Troubles in the 90s. And it's absolutely hysterical.
You know what? Now that you say the description about Northern Ireland, are they in Northern Ireland?
Yeah.
Ireland? I'm gonna check that one out.
They have their school bus boarded by people with rifles and stuff, and yet the show is hilarious.
I love that.
Have you read Skippy Dies?
No.
It's a book about a boarding school in Ireland.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
I feel like there's a lot of stories coming out about boarding schools in the past. I was pitched a book by an author who spent time in the boarding schools in the 60s or something. Well, so we're going
to
be talking about
what else are you going
to
do when you're there, but right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Midnight fees, secret passages, you know.
Yikes.
Pillow fights.
Oh, boy. Ro, do you have something? Tell me something good. I know you do.
I'm turning 24 in less than a week.
What? Yay! Outstanding.
Are you a New Year's baby?
No, okay. 2 days after.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And just happy birthday.
And just enough time for people not to use. Well, I just gave you a Christmas/birthday present, right?
You did. Just in time.
Just enough time for them. They can't double up on it.
You know what sucks, though?
Huh?
My little sister's birthday is December 3rd, right?
Uh huh.
And Christmas is in between. And my aunt is a New Year's baby. So by the time they get to me, there's no kids.
Everyone's
left.
Done.
Yeah. Aww, man.
That does suck.
Yeah, that takes the wind out of that. And then the other something good, I want to remind everybody that Steve and Johnny are celebrating New Year's Eve. They'll be on from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., right back in their old time slot, their 6-hour show. It's going to be the Steve and Johnny's Cheap Date Life After Dark New Year's Eve extravaganza. And they're going to have a view, obviously, here on the 18th floor of the fireworks that are going to go off Navy Pier. So you can tune in on our live stream on WGNradio.com or tune in on your radio. And I'm sure they'll have a wonderful description of everything. They're going to have Josh Solomon and Erica Brett from the Empty Pockets. They've got Ronnie Rice and the Cornerstones of Rock. They've got Sydney Freeman, the musical Mentalist. And they've got one of their new favorite bands. They'll have a performance from River Road Trio. And of course, Consumer Guide Automotive publisher Tom Appel will recap some of the best and worst of 2018's automotive scene and give you all a preview for 2019. And they're going to do the Prescott, Arizona boot drop at 1 a.m. I'll be calling in from Kenosha because I'll be performing there at the Wyndham. Michael will be at the Rosemont Zanies. We'll just call each other and fill each other in on how it went.
We'll go to Steak and Shake and like Racine or something.
Yeah, we can meet halfway.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea. And go to steveandjohnny.com. Remember, no cover charge and no dress code. It's going to be a blast. So tune in WGN Radio 720. And if you're not in Chicago, you know, for those of you passing through and you're like, wait a minute, that's something I want to listen to, you can find it, the link on WGNradio.com and the live stream. Let's take a break here. More in a moment on 720 WGN.
This Saturday morning, starting at 7 a.m., I can answer those pressing questions you have about your home this winter on House Smarts Radio. You know, like, how much insulation do you need? Why is there a draft coming through your outlets? And what ice melt can you use that won't kill your lawn? All you have to do is call me. I'm happy to help out.
It's House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. Sponsored by Ace, the helpful place. Saturday morning
on 720 WGN.
I want to thank all of my guests for joining me tonight. We had Kristen McAllister, Adam Selzer, James Vickery, Michael Palasek, and of course we were hanging out with Steve and Johnny just a little bit ago. And Ro, it was a pleasure to work with you tonight, and you as well, Don Kleppen. Thank you. Ro and I will be back tomorrow night. We have, by the way, we have a segment that we haven't had the chance to enjoy for a while, and I'm thrilled to be able to introduce you to it, Ro. It's Binge and Uncork. Susan Dannenberger of Dannenberger Vineyards pairs a wine with a series that she has binged online. So we're going to do the Jack Ryan series tomorrow night with her, with one of her wines. Wow. So we're excited about that. And Don, now is that Vic in the newsroom? I should make sure that who's up in news?
Yep.
All right. Hi, Vic. It was good to see you at Welcome to Marwen the other night.
Wasn't that fun?
Oh, it was such a blast. For those,
I don't get to go those anymore. It was such a great time.
It was great to be able to do that on a Saturday. So it was a really fun evening. All right, let's turn the station over to Dane Neal is in this week. So hang out with Dane right after the news. You know you want to hear the sounds that matter. The top five at five from the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis weekday afternoons on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn.